The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5682, Baruch Hashem, the 26th of Menachem Mov, Tovshin Yitzhak, Brooklyn, Havasik Yichosit, Shalom Moreinu Meir Sholim, Sheyichya Belezinski from Ramat Gan. Shalom Uvracha. After a very long interruption, we had several letters from the Rebbe to him before. It was pleasant for me to receive your letter dated the 7th of Menachem Mov, and your very precious gift, a esrog, that was planted from a seed of the esrog of Calabria. That's the special Chabad esrogim that come from Calabria. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will, he prays, that each one of us, amongst all Jewish people, should be drawn down all the matters that are hanging on the mitzvah for minim. You know, there's a lot of spiritual meaning. So we should draw him down, especially based on the expression saying of the known saying of my father, the Rebbe, that in davening, when we pray for the good year for all the grain, and you say this, kol minitzvos l'toiva, you say, oh, give Hashem all kinds of grain for the good. You need to have in mind for the wheat, for matzahs, and for the esrog. In other places, they also mention wine for Kiddush. So when you ask Hashem, there should be a good produce, have in mind the matzah, have in mind the esrog, and in other places it also adds, have in mind the wine for Kiddush. And then automatically, all the food, all the grain will be for the good. That way, all the food will be all the grain, and that way, this is also more emphasizing these general of this idea. Meaning the importance that all the special things that come from the four species, he sent the Rebbe an esrog, which he planted from a Calabria esrog, and he sent it to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is praying and blessing that we should draw down all the good things as the really all of the grain of the whole everything, because the prayer talks about kolminitvosa. It talks about all grains. And we're saying specifically about these mitzvah things that we do with the wheat for matzahs and the esrog. So you see how central these mitzvahs, the four species are, that they bring down in the davening everything else. The Rebbe says, for sure, you continue to influencing all those you meet up with, especially with those who also have a sphere of influence, and in a measure that keeps on going and growing. Especially, the Rebbe says, utilize also for this matter the day of Rachamim, that's the month of Elul, Rotzim, that are coming before us, days of compassion and goodwill. And then there is a special arousal in the soul of every Yid, comes the month of Elul. So when you bump into Yidin, it's a good time to talk to them, because everybody's heart is at that time aroused. And as it's known, that from Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's like a king that you greet in the field. And certainly, in the 10th days of Teshuvah, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, which is the time of Kiruva Moed Anitzutz, the luminary comes to the spark. In other words, Hashem makes himself available to us. Dirshu Hashem b'motzi kruv yesh koriv. He's close, Hashem. So, good opportunities, utilizes. The Rebbe says, I look forward for good news and all the above with the Rebbe's signature. So, the Rebbe is encouraging him, first thanking him for the esrog and praise for all the things that come along with the esrog, as the Rebbe utilized, but he's also involved with other people he met up with. The Rebbe says, continue that, especially now. The heart of a Jew is open. It's the time the king is in the field. And Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, even more than that, the luminary is close to the spark. I look forward for good news with the Rebbe's signature.